Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Let's talk about a triggering subject, and that is mortgage broker fees. More importantly, when should you charge them? Let's say when you're starting as a new advisor, what should you do? So this came from a DM I've literally just got. So this is, was it hot off the press, so to speak, where a listener of mine, a viewer of mine, has literally just sent me a message saying that they're looking at going self-employed in the near future, and that they were listening to an episode I did about fees, and that they'd had some advice. The specific advice was that they'd had was to, what should they do with fees when they start out as a new advisor? And some of the advice they'd been given by, what they said by many advisors, was that they should, and try not to laugh there, you see, that they should not charge fees when starting out because they're trying to build up their client bank. And I honestly, I couldn't get such, how do we, I can't even word it properly. That is probably the worst advice I can hear from other advisors. By the way, this is the, I can relate to it, but I know 100% it's the worst advice. So let me tell you a bit of a story. So when I became a mortgage broker on my own, so I went fully out on my own as my own AR. So I'd obviously been a broker for a number of years before that, but when I went out on my own as an AR, I had, when my maximum fee I think I charged was about £900 up until the point when I was employed and done stuff like that. But when I went on my own as an AR, I was not really confident. I was like, oh, so I did exactly that. I didn't go off and charge no fees, but I started off that way. I was like, I'm going to charge no fees. And what then happened was I ended up meeting a guy, and his name's, some of you will know him, Ian Merriman from HLP. And he said, what's your fee structure? We were chatting because I was choosing them as a network. And he said, don't charge no fees. He said, what did you previously charge? I said, oh, the last place to charge, we charged like $499, but I have charged all the way up to $100. And he was like, so why are you not going to charge fees? And I was like, just the same thing you all say. I want to make sure I build an audience. I want to make sure that I just want to get some income in. I want to build my name out there. And then from there, I'll be able to charge fees as time goes on. And so then he was like, no, you need to charge fees. So I said, so then we moved into the whole, I was like, okay. And the thought process is token fee. So I'll charge £100. And he was like, no, don't charge £100. Charge £500 because that's what you've been charging previously. I remember thinking, why? And I'm saying to him, I don't get it. And he said, Ash, if you charge now, that's setting the bound, that's setting what you're going to set. If you go to zero and then you try to increase that fee, he said it's going to take you years to get up to £500 because you're going to have to try and do fee increases, and there's no way you can just do a zero to 500. You couldn't do that. That would be really jarring. So you could, but it's a different thing. But so he was like, that's going to take you years of creeping up by £50 here, £100 there. It could take you 5 to 10 years to get up to the £500, which is mind-blowing. So he was like, so just go straight in at 500. And he was right. And I remember saying, we'll charge 100. And he was like, if someone charges 100, they'll pay 500. Because if someone's charging a fee, they'll pay a fee. If someone wants a fee-free broker, they won't pay £100. They won't pay anything. They don't want to pay a fee. So £100, £500, is really not much in it. The other thing, though, that I have learned over the years now with working with advisors on this, with fees, is if you don't charge, when you start out, you are setting the grounds for the referral network. And we talk about the three types of leads: referral, brand, and demand. Referral are the best leads, but they take the longest to build. And referral is about effectively building upon the successes of previous clients. So the issue you have is if you don't charge fees, what do you think they are doing when they are talking and referring you? Person's going to say, I got a great mortgage broker. He's really great. Or she's really great. And then they'll go, do they charge a fee? And then they're going to go, no. And then what's going to happen is, no, they don't charge a fee. And at that point then, you're never going to be able to increase your fee because that person comes in and goes, oh yeah, I'm really interested in using you. Jeff said you're great. Great. And then you go, okay, here's my fee. And they go, oh, Jeff said you didn't charge him a fee. Now you're stuck in a really awkward situation because you took that awful advice, as in, this is hypothetical, not the person I'm speaking to today, but because people took the awful advice of brokers who said, don't charge a fee when you're starting out. Now, let's take this to two things. What would those brokers be? There's two types of people that would do, or two-ish. First of all, if they're a competitor of yours, they're saying don't charge a fee. That's because they could potentially, and I don't hope this is not many people, but sabotaging you by giving the wrong advice. Or they might say that because they don't charge fees and that's how they did it. But most people don't charge fees, by the way. Just, again, shoot me down. I'm open about this. I'm open to all different business models, but not charging a fee in mortgage services. People know where I stand with that. That is ridiculous, because you're never going to make enough money to be able to truly scale your business. And it's so funny because people do this whole thing about fees. Oh, I don't want to charge it. I don't want to do this. It's unethical. It's not actually. It boils down to the fact that you don't want to lose the business. So you're scared of pitching the actual value you're worth. And it's a fear thing. You're scared of it. And we don't like to admit we're scared. So we'll say, no, I'm fine. But the reality is we are. And then we give really bad advice to new advisors because they look to you as people who have existed in the industry and go, oh, yeah, how do you do it? And you go, oh, don't charge a fee when you're starting out. Awful advice. Set your stall out from the beginning, because right at the beginning, you've got nothing to lose. If you've got no clients, then you've got no clients with a fee free and no clients with a fee. So set that stall out as to what you want to do. If you're a mortgage broker starting out, minimum £500, 499, 495, 499, whatever it is, minimum, like that is the minimum standard. With inflation, I worked with one of my clients. We were talking about, they charge £295. And I said to them, how long have you been in business? I said, 15 years. I said, when was the last time you increased their fees? I said, 15 years ago. I said, £295 is not the same now as £295 then. And there was like a moment. Oh my gosh, he's right. Like, inflation has eroded that fee. Nothing in anything we do is that price anymore. Not even a loaf of bread or milk, and yet your fee has stayed the same for 15 years, is what we were chatting about. And that's exactly the same with your fees. Anything below 495 is criminal, in my opinion, for what you do, because you're not going to be able to do the best service to your clients long term. From there, some of my clients charge upwards of 1,000. Some of them even charge 1,500. And I do know people who charge significantly more than that, but they are DA, so they're allowed to do that. A lot of networks cap at around 1,000, some cap at 1,500. So that is the ballpark. But don't listen to people telling you shouldn't charge a fee when you're starting out, because it is categorically probably the worst thing you can do to your entire business model. Genuinely, it is probably the worst. It's worse than literally streaking naked on social media. Like, it really, I'm obviously exaggerating there, but it really is bad, because I meet many people who, and have had lots of calls with clients and old clients, new clients, existing clients, where we've had conversations where this is a real problem when you play it over a long period of time. A really big problem. Might not feel like a big problem when you're trying to start out and you're trying to, you know, generate some business and you want to fill the bank account, but that problem is going to come and bite you on the ass. I love it when someone says, like, when you're doing it, it's pretty much like you're paying, you're buying it with a credit card, and credit cards are always going to come back, bite you with interest. You're paying more for that service then. And it's huge and still not talked about, because we're so scared, and I get it. And the reason I'm being open about this is because it was me. And if it wasn't for Ian Merriman saying that things to me, he was right. When I first launched, I listened to him, and I wasn't sure about it. And I did 4 mortgages in my first month, and I took home £2,000 in fees, which was enough to pay my bills. That was the real difference, was it was enough. Every single month, because it can take 3 to 6 months, sometimes longer, for us to complete on these. And for every single month I was writing business, I was making income, which made this job even more sustainable. New advisors being told to charge no fees and then having to live for 3 to 6 months, and potentially 9 months, just waiting for the proc, and they're not potentially good enough yet to do good with insurance, and the insurance isn't on risk. It's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Charge fees, get that income up front. That's going to increase the chance of you being successful, because it's going to give you an income to support yourself and your family, and it's going to increase the chance of you doing a better work for the client. Plus, that client is going to refer you, and when they refer you, they're going to say, yeah, they charge £500. That's all I've got to say on that topic. It's triggered me, but guys, have a wonderful day. I'll see you in the next one, okay? Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.